1. Present day. Truth hides in fissures and hollows, in broken places and empty parts. It can be buried, crushed, or burnt, but the truth will always rise. The specific truth Katie Kessler stalked came in the form of the mountain pine beetle. She pried a strip of bark off a dying pine tree. Her fingers, blistered and raw from hunting the elusive creature, froze as a gush of insects writhed against the exposed wood. They scattered for cover, but not fast enough. "Got you." Her voice, scratchy and dry from not having been used in days, echoed off granite boulders in the sparse forest. She scraped the beetles into a small envelope and tilted her head up to the morning sun. Her phone buzzed in her pocket. She braced herself and answered her boss's call. "What's up, Thea? I looked at the images you sent yesterday. How am I supposed to present this? You're clearly on restricted federal lands." Katie didn't respond. "If we publish your research, we'd have to detail where we got the samples. Then you'd get arrested for trespassing." "This is bullshit, and you know it. This is public land. I should be able to collect samples on public land." Katie knew Thea agreed with her, but she needed to yell at someone. "If we don't get control of the infestation now, it's going to get out of control fast. And in this drought, it's all going to burn. Look what happened in California. It's the same beetle." "Getting yourself arrested isn't going to help prove your case." Taking advantage of the clear cell signal, Katie checked her messages as Thea talked on speakerphone. "I don't like it any more than you do," Thea said. Katie scrolled through messages, stopping at a subject heading that grabbed her attention. Bicknell's thrush. The tiny songbird, a favorite from Katie's childhood, had all but disappeared in the New England woodlands in recent years. The message came from a grad student named Piper. Katie didn't have time to deal with students. But the thrush. "Are you listening to me?" Thea said. "Yeah, I'm here. What do you want me to do? Pretend I don't know the forest is at risk of devastating fire because of some ridiculous regulation?" Katie said as she read Piper's message. "Hey, Cadence. I'm working on a project to recreate/protect habitat for Bicknell's thrush and found what I think is a bark beetle infestation. Can you confirm?" Piper included a photo dated 3 days earlier, although Katie knew the government had closed off that particular forest to environmental research in April. "Where are you anyway?" Thea said. "Please tell me you aren't anywhere near Mount Griffin. That fire's moving fast." "Uptick in local temps are driving Bicknell's north, plus ski resorts, turbines, then hurricanes in the DR, Cuba, and deforestation in Haiti are eliminating the winter habitat and they aren't surviving to return to New England," Piper wrote. "Same conditions attracting your beetles are driving out my thrush. Can we share data?"
"Katie, are you there?"
Thea sounded annoyed now. "I'm fine. I'll check in tomorrow." Katie zoomed in on Piper's photos, which showed the beetle farther north than Katie realized.
"Don't get yourself arrested."
Katie could hear Thea's fingernails cantering against her desk.
"I want to defend your research, but you need to give me irrefutable data and a legal way to prove it."
"There is no legal way. If this forest burns before I establish the beetles are here, I won't have any way to prove my theory." She looked again at Piper's photo.
"And it's not just here. They're farther north than I thought." "How close are you to the fire? This isn't worth getting killed over."
"Exactly my point. People are already dying in these fires. If we can prove they're linked to the beetles, we can get the resources to get ahead of them." Thea took in a breath as if to say something, but did not speak.
"I'm not planning to get hurt or caught."
Katie paused.
"But if I do, I won't bring you into it. As of right now, consider me officially rogue. I have to go."
She hung up before Thea could respond. The idea that defying an executive order to collect insect samples could brand Katie, a 5'2" entomologist, as a criminal struck her as funny.